الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الحمد لله in tonight's Taraweeh we continue to recite Surah Al-Anfal. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions various incidents from the Battle of Badr. And there are many lessons that are extracted from the various events that occurred in the Battle of Badr. It was that battle where the mu'mineen had a significant advantage and victory over the kuffar. And the kuffar suffered a significant loss. It was one of the first significant battles in the history of Islam. There is one aspect that is mentioned in terms of the Battle of Badr with regards to the nature of shaitan and how shaitan will stop at absolutely nothing to try and beguile man and try to lead him astray. And it is the nature of shaitan that on the one hand he will invite man to do wrong, but he will take no responsibility from it. And when the time comes, he will flee from that scene. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that shaitan, during this time of the Battle of Badr, he came to the Quraysh in the form of a man. The Quraysh, when they were called by Abu Sufyan to assist in protecting his caravan because he feared the attack from the Muslims, so they at that time had a certain difference with a neighboring tribe, the Banu Bakr tribe, and they feared that if they went out to assist Abu Sufyan, then this tribe would come and attack their homes, their families, who would remain unguarded. So this fear prevented them from leaving immediately. But shaitan came in the form of a person by the name of Suraqa bin Malik, who was the chief or one of the chiefs of this tribe, and he came holding a flag with a group of mighty men. So shaitan took on this appearance and he came to the people of the Quraysh and he said to them that la ghaliba lakum al-yawma min an-nas, that nobody will overpower you today, indicating to the fact that he knew that the numbers of the mu'mineen were few and that the strength of the kuffar was more significant. And then he also said, inni jarul lakum, that I am a neighbor or I am with you, which indicated to the fact that I will not attack your people when you go out. You are safe from an attack from my tribe. So he lied to them, shaitan lied to them under this disguise, and this news strengthened the people of the Quraysh. But in doing so, in beguiling them, all he did was he took them to their death. When it came to the battlefield, then shaitan was there with his group of people, with his shayateen. And because the shayateen had come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reinforced the believers with the divine help of the angels. So shaitan was standing there in the form of Suraqa bin Malik, and he was holding hands with one of the kuffar from the Quraysh, Harith bin Hisham. And when he sees Jibreel alayhi salam and the angels approaching, now he realizes the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately he breaks his hands away and he begins to turn away. So this person that was holding his hand asks him that, oh Suraqa, where are you going? You have promised to assist us and support us. So he says that, inni bari'um minkum, that I am free of any ties with you. Inni ara ma la taron, that I have seen that which you cannot see. Meaning that I am able to see the unseen help that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending in the form of his angels. Inni akhafullah, that I fear Allah. And he retreated from that place and the Quraysh became extremely disappointed because of this. Later on, after the battle had been completed and the Quraysh had been defeated, when they returned to Makkah, then they happened to encounter the real Suraqa bin Malik, not in the form of shaitan, the real Suraqa bin Malik. And they said to him that, oh Suraqa, you left us in the battlefield and because of that we lost. So Suraqa bin Malik said that, I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't with you on the battlefield. I didn't meet you before. In fact, I only came to know about your defeat after you came back to Makkah. So this is the quality of shaitan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting to us here, that he makes promises to people. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. That on the day of Qiyamah, Shaitan will say that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised you a true promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. That I made many promises to you. Do this, do that, and you will get this, and you will get that. But I have broken my promise to you. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot assist you on this day, and you cannot assist me. So this will be the reality of Shaitan. That even in this dunya, sometimes Shaitan comes to us in different forms, whisperings, etc. And he will entice us to do certain things. But those things are in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the real time comes, then Shaitan will disassociate himself from us. We then commenced Surah Tawbah, which is also known as Surah Al-Bara'ah. Surah Al-Bara'ah because it is a surah wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares the disengagement between the mu'mineen and the believers and the kuffar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a clear announcement that the kuffar have now to leave within a certain amount of time from the sacred lands, which is a hukam that is in force up to today. And it is also Surah Tawbah because it is a surah wherein the tawbah of some of the sahaba have been mentioned. Very interestingly, this surah you will find in the Quran, in the Mus'haf, that it does not have Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim written at the top of it. This is the only surah in the Quran which does not begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the reason for this is that when Jibreel alayhi salam would come down to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would, in addition to the revelation that he would provide, he would also highlight to him where each verse fitted, which surah it was a part of, what sequence it should go in. And Nabi alayhi salam would then relate this to the scribes of wahi. They would mention it, they would write it down, so that ultimately when the Quran was later compiled, it was compiled according to the same sequence that came down divinely. So when Jibreel alayhi salam revealed Suratul Anfal, then he commenced with Surah Tawbah, but he did not recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim as part of the revelation. So Nabi Sallam did not mention Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim to the Sahaba who were writing down the revelation. Later on in the time of Uthman radiallahu an, when the need arose to compile the Quran, then Uthman radiallahu an compiled the Quran in the format that we see it today, and he put Suratul Anfal first, after which he put Surah Tawbah. But in between, he left a gap. And that gap was the same amount of space that would normally have been taken to read or write down Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, but Bismillah was not written there. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu an questions him that, "Oh Uthman, amongst other things, you have not written Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And in addition to that, you have put Surah Tawbah after Suratul Anfal." Now, one of the patterns of the Quran is that those surahs wherein there are verses of 100 or more come earlier on in the Quran. Thereafter, the surahs that have less than 100 verses. Thereafter, the surahs that are shorter, the mufassalat that we find towards the end of the Quran. But we find that Surah Tawbah has more verses than Suratul Anfal. And it should technically, from that perspective, have been placed before Suratul Anfal. So this was the question that Abdullah bin Abbas, the great Mufassir, posed to Uthman radiallahu anhu. And Uthman radiallahu anhu mentioned that, while I agree with you, there is a possibility that Surah Tawbah is part of Suratul Anfal. Meaning that it is one and the same surah, because in between them, no Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was revealed to indicate the differentiation between the two surahs. So in the absence of wahi, to directly tell me to place Surah Tawbah in front of Suratul Anfal, I have to place Surah Tawbah after Suratul Anfal. And that is why we will find that there is no Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim mentioned there. So when we're reciting, if we are reciting from Suratul Anfal and we're continuing through, the masla is that when we commence Surah Tawbah, we would not read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And this is a particular aspect that is unique to only this surah in the Quran. This particular surah deals with various aspects regarding the expeditions in the latter part of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life after he completed the Fath-e-Makkah, those expeditions, especially the expedition of Tabuk, wherein the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were all encouraged to leave, but there were different groups. Some of them remained behind because they did not have the means to go out. Others remained behind out of laziness, or one could say they deferred until such a point that they were not able to meet up with the rest of the army. And the reason for this, that it was an extremely hot period, and it was a time when the harvest was about to happen. And the people of Medina were an agricultural people. So this call for them to go out for the battle of Tabuk required them to forsake their harvest and go out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions various things, which inshallah, if we have time, we will discuss in the future. But one aspect is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the reason that these people remain behind, أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ, that they preferred the life of dunya over akhirah. Whereas akhirah is far superior, far more significant than this material world. And Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, when he commentates on this verse, he mentions, and we'll terminate on this point, that the root cause of most of the problems that we have in this world today, when it comes to crimes, when it comes to our behavior, our disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is because of this sickness that we have that we give preference to this dunya over akhirah. Our focus is not on akhirah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.